O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us.
Blessed are you, Lord God, Creator of day and night. To you be praise and glory forever. As darkness falls, you renew your promise to reveal your living word. Dispel the darkness of our hearts, that we may walk as children of light, and sing your praise throughout the world. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. Psalm 94. Righteous are you, O Lord, and true are your judgments. Lord God, to whom vengeance belongs, O God, to whom vengeance belongs, shine out in majesty. Rise up, O judge of the earth. Give the arrogant their just deserts. Lord, how long shall the wicked? How long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall the evildoers boast and pour out such impudent words? They crush your people, O Lord, and afflict your heritage. They murder the widow and the stranger. The orphans they put to death. And yet they say, "The Lord will not see. Neither shall the God of Jacob regard it." Consider, most stupid of people, you fools, when will you understand? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He who corrects the nations, shall he not punish? He who teaches the peoples, does he lack knowledge? The Lord knows every human thought, that they are but a breath. Blessed are those whom you chasten, O Lord, whom you instruct from your law, that you may give them rest in days of adversity, until a pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not fail his people. Neither will he forsake his inheritance. For justice shall return to the righteous, and all that are true of heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will take my part against the evildoers? If the Lord had not helped me, my soul would soon have been put to silence. And when I said, "My foot has slipped," your loving mercy, O Lord, upheld me. In the multitude of cares that troubled my heart, your comforts have refreshed my soul. Will you have anything to do with the throne of wickedness, which fashions evil through its law? They gather together against the life of the righteous, and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord has become my stronghold, and my God, the rock of my trust. He will turn against them their own wickedness and silence them through their own malice. The Lord our God will put them to silence. Righteous are you, O Lord, and true are your judgments. Let us pray. Lord God, judge of all, before whom no secrets are hidden, let your justice shine out and your righteousness sweep wickedness from its throne, that we may live free from fear and stumbling, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The first reading is from the prophet Jeremiah, beginning at chapter 26, verse 1. At the beginning of the reign of King Jehoiakim, son of Josiah of Judah, this word came from the Lord. Thus says the Lord, stand in the court of the Lord's house and speak to all the cities of Judah that come to worship in the house of the Lord. Speak to them all the words that I command you. Do not hold back a word. It may be that they will listen, all of them, and will turn from their evil way, that I may change my mind about the disaster that I intend to bring on them because of their evil doings. You shall say to them, thus says the Lord, if you will not listen to me, to walk in my law that I have set before you, and to heed the words of my servants, the prophets whom I send to you urgently, though you have not heeded, then I will make this house like Shiloh, and I will make this city a curse for all the nations of the earth. The priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of the Lord. And when Jeremiah had finished speaking all that the Lord had commanded him to speak to all the people, then the priests and the prophets and all the people laid hold of him, saying, you shall die. Why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, this house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate, without inhabitant? And all the people gathered around Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the officials of Judah heard these things, they came up from the king's house to the house of the Lord and took their seat in the entry of the new gate of the house of the Lord. Then the priests and the prophets said to the officials and to all the people, this man deserves the sentence of death because he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your own ears. Then Jeremiah spoke to all the officials and all the people, saying, it is the Lord who sent me to prophesy against this house and this city, all the words you have heard. Now therefore amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of the Lord your God. And the Lord will change his mind about the disaster that he has pronounced against you. But as for me, here I am in your hands. Do with me as seems good and right to you. Only know for certain that if you put me to death, you will be bringing innocent blood upon yourselves and upon this city and its inhabitants. For in truth, the Lord sent me to you to speak all these words in your ears.
Christ was being
Thank you. The second reading is from the Gospel according to Mark, beginning at chapter 1, verse 14. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and be not wise in your own sight. In all your
on the foundation stones of the heavenly city are written the names of the apostles of the Lamb. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He has looked with favour on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him, from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm, and has scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones, and lifting up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and sent the rich away empty. He has come to the aid of his servant Israel, to remember his promise of mercy, the promise made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. On the foundation stones of the heavenly city are written the names of the apostles of the Lamb. Rejoicing in our fellowship with James and with all your saints, we make our prayer to our gracious God. For your grace revealed in James, and for all that inspires us from his life. In faith we pray. We pray to you, our God, for his insight into the mystery of Christ, and for every way in which his faith continues to speak today. In faith we pray. We pray to you, our God, that following his good example, we may hear afresh your call to holiness of life. In faith we pray. We pray to you, our God, that we may receive grace to grow into the likeness of Christ. In faith we pray. We pray to you, our God. that we may persevere in prayer and seek new light and truth from your word. In faith we pray.
We pray to you, our God.
That we may draw other people to the fire of your love. In faith we pray.
We pray to you, our God.
That we may be faithful to Christ, even to death. In faith we pray.
We pray to you, our God.
In communion with James and all your saints, let us commend the world to the mercy and protection of God. Merciful God, whose holy apostle St. James, leaving his father and all that he had, was obedient to the calling of your Son, Jesus Christ, and followed him even to death, help us, forsaking the false attractions of the world, to be ready at all times to answer your call without delay. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.